for the year 1999 on our virtual tour. We're in Kilnamana, County Wexford, still in our Domine group. Kilnamana Church has many interesting architectural features, and its structure and glass in particular connect us with the family so much associated with that area, the Doines of Wells. The Doine estate was a very significant part of the history of the diocese, and nowadays Wells is one, it's the house and gardens is one of the great tourist attractions of County Wexford. It was a place associated with very progressive agricultural thinking, and nowadays if you go at the right time of the year, one of its glories is truly to see the expanse of daffodils that you can view as you approach the entrance. But back to 1999. In that year, we got ready for the millennium. There was, of course, an argument about whether the century and the millennium ended at the end of 1999 or at the end of 2000. But colloquially, it seemed to end at the end of 1999. The government funded millennium projects, giving grants to communities for developments that would cause the year to be memorable. There were great floodlighting projects, environmentally sound or otherwise, around the country then. Trees were planted for every household. We all got candles to light at sunset as the 20th century allegedly disappeared over the horizon, and many churches had gatherings at that hour at sunset when people lit their candles together. And of course, we were wound up to be terrified of the millennium bug. Computers, we were told, would not be able to handle it. They would think it was 1900 again. ATMs would shut down. Financial systems would crash. Even missiles might be launched by mistake. But it all passed quietly. The 1st of January 2000 was just another day. We entered the third millennium of the Christian era unscathed. The bug was a perfect example of much ado about nothing. And there are so many examples over the years of much ado about nothing. And of course, the trouble with that is that sometimes we end up crying wolf when we shouldn't. Nowadays, the 20th century seems a long time ago. We talk of it genuinely as history. I marvel to tell people that I was ordained in the last century. It's a long time since anyone born in the 20th century was a pupil in our secondary schools. Today's younger voters were not even born when we lived in fear of the millennium bug. In this year, which has been a leap year, it's interesting to note one little quirk that was part of the background to the millennium technology scare. Some computer programmers ahead of 2000 had misunderstood the Gregorian calendar rule that determines that most years exactly divisible by 100 are not leap years. However, the calendar also rules that years divisible by 400 are leap years. So 2000 was a leap year. Normally at the end of centuries, that's not the case. So 2100 will not be a leap year. And any children who are kind enough to be listening to me now should bear that in mind as they learn their computer programming.